Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So much to get into, so little time. Joining us now to talk about the National Football League, he's on the Ashley Furniture Hotline. He's with The Score. Let's welcome to the show for the first time, Jordan Schultz. Jordan, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us here on The Fan.
My pleasure, fellas. Thank you.
All right, I don't want to take a victory lap just yet, but before the season, I said, watch out for Jacksonville, and here they are, 2-1, first place in a very tepid AFC South. But I did say Peterson was going to be the coach of the year, and, you know, Trevor Lawrence finally going to live up to this a hype that was going back to high school. We knew he wasn't a peaked in high school kind of guy. Jacksonville kind of for real in regards to getting back to respectability, yeah, or are they just going to be part of the equation in a really, looks like, really bad division right now?
Yeah, the division is not good, but they are for real. And when you think about, there's really a lot to consider with that team. For one, let's go to the offense. You mentioned Lawrence. Not having Urban Meyer and having Doug Peterson as a quarterback guru, I've asked scouts around the league about this. Just the impact it has is massive. And if you look at the numbers, in three games, Lawrence has 6 touchdowns. He had 12 last year, so he's halfway there. More importantly, he has 1 pick. He threw 17 last year, which tied Stafford. And then also his passer rating has elevated over 30 points. His completion percentage is up 10 points. So everything he's doing is more efficient. And then I think most importantly is they're running the ball. You know, we wondered what would happen with James Robinson coming off the Achilles. He's a guy that's averaged 4.5 yards per carry. Well, that's what he's averaging this season. You saw in 4th-and-1, he ripped that 50-yarder. I don't know if they're going to, you know, win 11 games. Are they going to win the division? But they're very competitive. And on top of that, the defense has been much improved. I think the guy that I would want to highlight is not only Trayvon Walker the number one pick, but also Josh Allen. You know, the guy that Kentucky first-round pick a couple years ago, against the Chargers, he had 36 pass-rushing snaps, 10 pressures, and he won 28%. Those are all pro numbers. Now, it's one game, but they have a lot of pieces on both sides of the ball.
And you mentioned the Chargers and injuries, again, playing a major factor for them. I mean, what DEFCON are we right now, Jordan, with Los Angeles through 3 weeks of the season?
I think part of it is on Brandon Staley, and, you know, I don't necessarily trust him to win these close games. I like how he's aggressive, but he is a defensive guy, and it's hard to believe that, considering the weaponry they have, they're not able to post bigger numbers consistently. I mean, they put up points, but their game plan offensively, to me, is not conducive to long-term winning. What I mean by that is they're not committed to Austin Eckler, who's a great running back. And Herbert comes off a nasty injury. He should not have been playing. Now, I don't know if that was an organizational decision with the GM, Tom Telesco, but Staley should not have had him out there. He wasn't right. And on top of that, you know, they've had, you mentioned the injuries, losing Rashawn Slater is just, I can't even put into words how devastating it is. He is an all-pro player. He's 23 years old, and he is the bedrock of that entire offensive line. So, you know, on a 1 to 10, if you're asking me if 10's a high panic, I think they're at a 6.
So, Jordan, what do you know about Lamar's contract situation?
Well, I never thought, and I said this on every show I could go on, I never thought they were going to pay him before this season. But I do believe that eventually they will. Now, he's in an interesting situation because he's representing himself. And listen, there are benefits to representing yourself. I'm not going to lie. Like, you don't have to pay a fee, for example, which is great when you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars. But one of the problems with it is that you don't have that buffer, fellas, that your agent gives you. And, for example, like if you're trying to get a deal done and you have an agent, the agent can take the message from the team of your deficiencies and massage that to you. But if you're representing yourself, now you're your own agent, and as a result, it's a lot harder to deal with. Now, I'm not saying they don't have a good relationship, because I think Harbaugh has a tremendous amount of respect and appreciation for him. And they did offer him a tremendous amount of money. But it's very clear that he wants that Deshaun Watson type money. $230 million guaranteed plus a dollar. That's essentially what he wants. So He's playing great football. I think, you know, he'll continue to play great football, but I'm not convinced that this is ever going to be resolved the more it goes on.
Now, Jordan, when you look at the Bills, I mean, the Bills, if you just looked at the stats, you thought the Bills killed the Dolphins, you know? I mean, because the stats were all one-sided. What do you think of the Bills?
Kind of possession, yeah.
Yeah, what do you think of the Bills? And then is Xavier Rhodes, you know, if they sign him, is he going to add anything since they were without six starters last week?
Yeah, I reported the Rhodes stuff this morning, and a couple teams reached out saying they didn't think it was a great fit because, you know, the zone stuff. I mean, he's 33 or 32. He's an all-pro. He's probably not what he was 4 years ago in Minnesota, but he would help them. And you think about their injuries. It's not only Tre'Davious White. It's the safeties. High is out for the year. It's Poyer. They have been decimated in that secondary. I think he would help them. Buffalo's defense is really good. You know, they have a lot of pieces still. I think Gregory Rousseau, their young pass rusher, and Von Miller, that's a great 1-2 punch. You know, Lamar has thrown, I think it's 10 touchdowns and about 750 yards in two games. Part of that's because he's had some time. I think he will have less time against Buffalo, but because their secondary is so banged up, I would expect them to have more success. Now, Buffalo comes off, you mentioned, a really tough loss where they moved the ball but never really capitalized. Mm-hmm. I would expect them to be guns blazing as well.
Now, Jordan, I think, like, you probably got two of the leading MVP candidates on Sunday. You got Josh Allen, who's been spectacular, and you got Lamar. Who do you think comes out the winner on that one? Who are we going to be talking about as that's the front-runner MVP on Monday?
After the game?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about after the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? Let's go with your guy.
There you go.
And the reason I say that is because I didn't see the end of the Pats game live, but I went back and watched the second half, and I didn't realize that the situation in the fourth quarter, they take the ball over with whatever it was, 6 minutes, and they drive down the field, that aggressiveness, and, you know, that sent a great message to me and I think to the team that we believe in this offense and we're not just going to sit on it. So with that in mind, with it, you know, Bateman didn't have a big day, obviously, but as well as he's played, and the fact that, you know, you have a great tight end, the Bills have always struggled covering tight ends, I would expect Lamar to put up, let's say, 300 total yards, three touchdowns, and I am picking the Ravens in this game, to be totally, totally frank.
Hey, Jordan, do you think, because I saw where you had written a story about Gronk and stuff, do you think he comes back? Is Brady going to talk? Will he be able to talk him into coming back? Because I think down there in the red zone, he misses him.
Yeah, see, doesn't it seem like it would be the perfect fit? Just come on, Rob. Well, you know, that was I'll give you – I don't know how much – are we okay on time? Because I can give you kind of a layered answer on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, we got like 2 minutes. Clock integrity, of course, Jordan.
Okay, so when Rob retired, you know, I was fortunate enough to break that story. I've known Rob for a couple years. We're very close. And he called me up and he said, I'm retiring. Now, I didn't believe it necessarily that he was done. And I asked him, are you sure? And his answer really got to me, which was, you know, I played so much football. I've endured so much physically. You know, he broke his back as a 21-year-old in college. And mm-hmm. as a result, he had a lot of injuries subsequently. I just felt like he really was done. And I never got that sense the year prior when he came back. So I would be... maybe not shocked, but I'd be quite surprised if he came back. Now, if Tom Brady calls you week 8 and says, you know, listen, I could use you 25 plays here in the red zone, you know, that's tough to say no to. But I still would be surprised if Gronk came back, given what he's been through physically. He's 33, and he's doing a lot of things off the field away from football, and I know he's enjoying that. So I guess that's my answer.
Jordan Schultz, what's happening at The Score?
Well, I just started about 3 weeks ago. It's been really fun. In New York City, things are going great. I'm going to be actually at Ravens-Bengals week 5, I think. So maybe we can link up again then.
That's a Sunday night extravaganza.
Yeah. Well, hey, Jordan,
it's a really good one.
We do the pregame over
since Baltimore. Yeah.
Yeah, we do the pregame right outside the casino there. Me and Haney and a couple others too. So you can stop by and see us there.
I'd love to.
And you're buying too. That's how it works. First show, you buy the beer. Jordan Schultz.
I always least by the first round.
There you go. For George Schultz, appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you, not about football, but you do the NBA as well, and I'll explain to you why the Wizards going to make the playoffs this year when we get into that a little bit later
on. Okay.
All right, guys. Jordan, thanks for your time. Okay, appreciate it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.